Today, I was going through the final project for the course I am teaching at CityTech called Dynamic Web 1, which includes covering modern JavaScript and introduces Node.js, environment variables, .env, ESLint rules, APIs, API keys, and how to protect them, the creation of local scripts in package.json, the EJS templating engine for Express.js, and async await. As I was writing the documentation for building the application, I noticed that there was an ESLint error regarding a couple of arrow functions I was using. I couldn't understand at first how that could be the case, but after further investigation, I realized it was not the arrow function that was causing the error, but implementation of async await itself. Async await was introduced to JavaScript in ES 2017, and since I did not include that in my ESLint config, the use of async await using ESLint threw an error. So I had to add the following property to the parser options object within my ESLint rc.json file in order to make that error go away. So we have in JSON format, parser options, in double quotes, followed by a colon, then an opening curly brace, next line, ECMA version camel cased, as well as parser options, of course, ECMA version in double quotes, followed by a colon, and then 2017, a comma, and the next line, source type camel cased in double quotes, followed by a colon, and then script in double quotes as well. And that is finished off with a closing curly brace. And that was it. I will be embedding this episode of Plugging in the Holes along with a transcript in the form of a post on interglobalmedianetwork.com for your hearing and reading pleasure. Bye for now.